my God, Tiana! What is it?
Hey man, it's your boy Front Street, man. You know who I'm vibing with.
Hey, what up? It's your boy. You already know the one and only Joel Santana.
What's up, y'all? This Millions. You
ready? It's your boy Corey with a K. His squad representative, Oakland Landline owner.
Yeah.
It's your boy Freshie.
You already know what it is. It's your boy Worldwide Poppy.
Hold on, wait a minute.
What's up, ATL?
It's
your favorite Ethiopian
Sue
Solo, and you guys are keeping it locked.
Shout out to Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Don't change it, okay? Where else you gonna go?
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Y'all back vibing with Miss Tiana E, and I am here with my girl. I'm with my girl, Miss Kiara P.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Good.
I missed you. Okay, so I'm excited because MissKiaraP.com is taking off. Sets going crazy.
Sold out.
Every time. You sell out every time.
Definitely.
Within a day or
within hours.
Within hours, honestly. How's that been?
Big money.
How is like the new collection? How is your new stuff and your new collections different from like, you know, the old pieces that you were selling?
Cause my old pieces was like, fuck niggas. Niggas ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like more like boutique clothes.
Okay.
It's not really my sands on there no more.
Okay. But you still got the sayings, right?
You know they do.
What's the one that you used to say, what's the famous one you used to say?
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about, make them eat it like a cupcake and drop them like a mixtape. I think that's what you're talking about.
Period.
That was everybody.
Period. No, and then she said, she only accept apologies and cash.
Yeah.
I remember that one. So.
Yeah.
I'm just so proud. Like, you sell out every time. Mm-hmm. Business calls going crazy. You're helping people with, your brand is helping people. So, like, I just want you to explain, like, you know, the evolution of your brand and how, like, definitely, like, we definitely see a difference from how it was this time last year.
Oh, yeah.
Versus, like, how it is, like, how it is now. So,
I don't know. My end goal is just to help everybody. They print money every day. Everybody can become a millionaire, so I take time of my day every day to accept calls, to answer calls about marketing, to answer calls on how they can increase sales, mm-hmm. how they can increase clientele. It's a part of me. I don't know.
Okay. And I just want y'all to know that, like, she has two books out now.
Two books out now. Two-time author.
Okay. She's helping y'all build brands. Like, in the book, it's marketing. It's finding your audience, mm-hmm. unique sell points, like, mm-hmm. you're learning. And if you don't use those points, people have used those points, like, we have a group.
People have sold my shit.
Wait, what you mean?
Swear to God.
What you mean?
This girl DM'd me and said, I took your book and gave this girl advice that she paid me for. I said, what? She's like, it worked. I said, well, shit, if you made money off of it, then fuck it.
You don't give a fuck at this point.
You bought the book, so what can I tell you?
I mean, she learned from it. She took the tips that she learned. I'm telling y'all, like, the tips in the book, use them tips. You definitely do see some difference. You definitely see some difference in your numbers.
Like, but you can't be lazy.
Yeah, it's all about the consistency.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's something, like, she'd be like, Tiana. Be consistent.
Right.
We're down.
Let's post another video.
I know. And I'm gonna get better, y'all. Like, I'm gonna get better. I definitely found some other ways to do my interviews, especially with this pandemic going on. So I got y'all. So do you have any advice for anyone starting a business?
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't take no for an answer. And don't be let money be the reason you don't start. Get your investor pool.
Okay. So now, even though we tell people to get an investor, like, it's kind of difficult. People don't be knowing a lot of people who want to invest.
Because a closed mouth doesn't get fed.
Okay.
These people got money out here.
Uh-huh. So
the government giving it away.
Nah, for real. So coming to somebody as, you know, you want somebody to invest in your business, you want us to, you have to have business plan, right?
Definitely.
Have
you can't go
plan.
With to somebody with just, hey, I want to start a hair company. Give me $50,000.
Yeah.
Nigga, how I'm gonna get my $50,000 back is the question.
That is the question. So,
cause I invest in people all the time. Like, it's just like, sometimes I invest in people and don't expect nothing back. But sometimes it's like, okay, give me my money back because I expect you to double this and I need my percentage.
Right. And you done started businesses. You done helped start businesses for your family.
Yeah. Everybody's an entrepreneur in my family.
Everybody. Brother.
Sister. Cousin.
Cousin. Auntie. Right. Auntie. Grandma,
mama.
Yo mama. Right. Everybody.
Definitely.
Shout out to your daddy though. Because he raised whole hustlers.
That's the only thing that
he has raised hustlers. Okay. You know, I have to get into this. So, all right. So, what was your turning point for you when you realized that you had to pay more attention to yourself? You had to give yourself more self-love, everything. Like, you already are very, like, it's about you. Like, yeah, but honestly, though, but you're still a person that you give to other people too, especially like even though, like, you know, your partner and stuff. So when was that turning point for you when you realized like, I need to give Kiera a little more time?
Honestly, or you want me just?
Bitch, I don't want you lying.
Honestly, it was my last relationship when I started making more money than him.
And I,
it was time for him to go. And it's not the fact that I was making more money. That's not the problem. It was the fact I started making more money and he got lazy.
Oh.
Like, and it was like, okay, Kiera, you building this whole nigga up. You done got him a brand. You done put his music out there. You done did all this shit. It's time for you to focus on yourself and get your shit out there.
Yeah.
I literally had took a break from my business to help him build his shit. Never again.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Did that, like, how did that, even as an entrepreneur, like, how did that make you, like, feel when you gotta take that break? Like, when you take that
I
break.
I was pissed. But it was okay because I was still full. Like, me helping other people, like, is something I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Like, especially having somebody that I love.
Right.
But damn, I forgot about myself. Like, I never let that happen again.
Was it a situation, was it also like a thing, like, did they, were you there for them? There wasn't there for you? Like, was the love, was it, like, not in reciprocation in a sense?
It wasn't necessarily they wasn't there for me. It was, they was there for me and there for other people.
Well,
if that makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. Oh, we heard all that. That makes perfect sense. All right, so dating as an entrepreneur and an independent woman, how has that been for you?
But everybody knows, like, I really don't like people.
Yeah.
Like, it's in my toes, like, literally. If you scroll down my Instagram and say, fuck niggas, get money, or tell that nigga cash app you, or don't pay him no attention, or pay me $250 to get off the block. Like, it's stupid shit like that, but it's like the shit I've been through, though. Like, I don't really give a fuck about it. If it comes, it comes. I know how to handle it if it comes my way.
Right. Okay, okay.
Oh my God, Tiana! What is it?
So you won't find out this time.
Okay, good.
So I'm engaged.
All right, period.
And have a puppy.
Okay.
All right. Oh, be slick. Jesus.
All right, what are some things that you learned from your past relationship that you know you'll never put up with again? Not doing that no more. No bro boys.
No, like, I wouldn't say putting other people before myself because I still always do that. The lies.
Yeah.
And denial.
Mm-hmm. Who was the denial one? Who was the denial one? Your part or their part?
My part. Uh-huh. Knowing the truth but still not giving a fuck about the truth.
I can agree. Like, y'all don't understand. Y'all do not understand. Like,
it's okay, it's okay. We live and we learn.
We live, we learn.
No more life lessons.
No more life lessons. No, for real. It be like you go through that one little thing or like a couple little things with that one person.
That was a long time though.
Yes.
I that shit. I ain't, no, hell no. That was time wasted. That shit crazy. Hell no. And simply, I won't go back because I've seen the difference in my income.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you felt the difference in your, like, energy, your vibes?
Did you not hear how I answered them questions?
No, but did you not even, I promise promise y'all, if y'all would even just seen how when I saw Kiera, like
her whole even demeanor, her whole everything, calm she's very now. Calm like, now. I just.
She's not, and she's not on edge, and she's not like worrying like who's like what's going on Instagram. She's not. I haven't seen her pick up her phone this whole time, y'all. Crazy.
Actually, I don't think I even posted on my story since I've been here.
No, you haven't. So
thanks.
So I just want you to give advice to any young female who has been in a situation similar to ours, who has been, you know, there, who
relationship wise or business wise.
We already did business advice, girl.
So relationship-wise,
who has been in a situation like ours, who have been, you know, had the denial, had the truth right in front of you, and literally like bypasses it, or just really just kind of like whatever the case was with that situation. It's a situation that should have been deaded, and they didn't. So, what do you feel like a female? If I can give to a female,
follow your gut feeling.
Yeah.
Don't be a dumbass like me and see the truth and still say, "Oh, that ain't true." Please don't be that dumbass. But, you know, don't stop loving people. Somebody's going to come and change that shit around for you. And
yeah.
Just don't be dumb, man. Oh.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Have you gave up on love?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I should have. I went through a lot of shit. I really should have gave up on love, but I didn't. Like, that's his karma. Fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, nah.
I don't think you should either. Like... Mm-hmm. Well, that's what the folk tell me. They be like, don't give up. So I'm going to tell you the same thing the folks tell me.
Why you going to tell me what they tell me?
I'm going to pass the good word.
Don't give up. That's somebody out here for everybody. Yeah. That's somebody out here for that dog-ass nigga, too. He just got to find it. It ain't me.
Okay, and that's just that. So let them know where they can find you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Miss Kiera P, MSKIERRAP, and www.shopmskp.com.
Period. I heard she's coming out with some mask sets, so y'all blow up her DMs.
Please don't blow up my DMs. I promise.
Blow up her DMs to get all the new collections to be released.
Please don't blow up my DMs. People,
I just thank you for like even just stopping in. I know you're busy, but I just feel like this is something like a lot of young girls, they want to actually have somebody they can relate to.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I don't mind giving out my phone number to those girls. Like, call me. Let's talk about how we gonna become millionaires. Fuck them niggas. Let's talk about how you gonna get rich. How you gonna build generational wealth.
Like Kiera said, follow her on Instagram, MSKIERAP, and shop
MSKP.com.
Period. Okay.